It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers take on the El Paso Chihuahuas, the San Diego Padres affiliate. It is game three of a six-game series. Series is a tie so far. The Rainiers pitched a shutout in game one on Tuesday, winning 2-0. Yesterday's game was kind of epic, and then it ended badly for the Rainiers. 12 innings, matching the Rainiers' longest game of this season. 4-4 after 9 and still 4-4 after 11 as neither team was able to score their automatic runner in the 10th or the 11th. And then in the 12th inning, the floodgates opened for El Paso. They scored 5 runs and ended up winning it 9-4 in 12 innings. So the Rainiers looking to go back out ahead in the series here tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers this evening is right-hander Connor Wade. Coming off an outstanding start his last time out, which was the last game before the All-Star break. It's been a little while since he took the mound, 10 days ago, in fact. Wade has a record this year of 3 wins and 3 losses with a 5.62 ERA. He'll be opposed by El Paso right-hander Randy Kinnear. Kinnear 4-4 with a 7.29 ERA in a season that has mixed starts with long relief appearances for El Paso. So Reese Kinnear on the hill for El Paso and Connor Wade for the Tacoma Rainiers. Another hot one here in Tacoma, not much in the way of a breeze, and you can't find a cloud in the sky. Nice night, but warm here in Tacoma as these two teams get ready for the third game of this series. We'll get you caught up on the latest Rainiers roster news when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the El Paso Chihuahuas tonight. Game three of a six-game series between the Rainiers and the San Diego Padres AAA club. This is the only series of the year between the two teams. The Rainiers do not visit El Paso, so just the 1 6-game series here. And it's going to go through Sunday. We have night baseball coming up for you tomorrow and Saturday night, both games at 7:05, and then a day game on Sunday to wrap it up at 1:35 in the afternoon. Well, one roster move today. The Mariners, who optioned reliever Matt Brash to Tacoma on Tuesday, called him up again today, just 2 days later. And they actually had a feeling this was going to happen. Brash never actually reported to Tacoma because they thought they might need him. It turned out Diego Castillo had to go on the injured list with right shoulder inflammation, so Brash replaces Castillo on their active roster. So he's out with the Rainiers for now anyway, as Brash back on the big league club. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting El Paso Chihuahuas, who are the San Diego Padres AAA affiliate. Their manager is Jared Sandberg, former Mariners coach and an Olympia native at that. And El Paso's record this year, 53 wins and 42 losses. Leading off for El Paso, rehabbing major leaguer Matt Beatty. Beatty is in right field. Batting second, also a rehabbing major leaguer, Will Myers. Myers is the DH. Hitting third, playing first base, is Taylor Colway. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Brent Rooker. Batting fifth is center fielder Jose Azucar. Hitting sixth, the shortstop Eggy Rosario. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Brett Sullivan. Hitting eighth, second baseman C.J. Hinojosa. And batting ninth, third baseman Kervin Pichardo. On the mound for El Paso, right-hander Reese Kinnear. Kinnear is 4-4 with a 7.29 ERA. Well, the Red Ears are 40-54 this season. Tacoma managed by Tim Fedorovich. The Mariners AAA club is going to lead off with Jared Kelnick. Kelnick is in center field. Batting second, right fielder Mitch Haniger, major leaguer on rehab. Hitting third, designated hitter Drew Ellis. In the cleanup spot, third baseman Eric Mejia. Joe Odom hits fifth. He does the catching. Hitting sixth and playing first base is Scott Heineman. Trey Ambergy hits seventh. He is in left field. Batting eighth is the shortstop Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth, second baseman Alex Blandino. On the mound, Connor Wade. Wade is 3-3 with a 5.62 ERA. Umpires, Mark Stewart Jr. is behind the plate. Brennan Miller at first and Tom Hanahan at third. It's Tacoma and El Paso, third game of this series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU is built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the El Paso Chihuahuas on a very warm evening here in Tacoma. And Connor Wade has finished his warm-ups. The right-hander in his last start went seven innings against Oklahoma City. Good team and allowed just four hits and three runs. Got the win in a game the Red Ears won 6-3 last Sunday. Here's his first pitch of this game to Matt Beatty, and it's taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 88 degrees is our game time temperature. A little warm for Tacoma. So here's a pitch inside for a ball to Beatty. And the count goes to 2-0. Beatty, left-hand hitter on a rehab assignment, 10 for 25 for El Paso. And he swings and strokes one right to the first baseman, Heineman, who makes the catch. And one man is out in the top of the first inning. Matt Beatty lines one to the first baseman, one down. And now Will Myers, another rehabber, comes to the plate. Myers is in his sixth game for El Paso. He hit his first homer yesterday, a long one. Hit off the video board in left center field and was estimated at 446 feet. Pitch to him is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Myers stepped back from that one. Hit by pitches were a big story yesterday, although none of them were on purpose, but there were five hit batters in yesterday's game. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a foul back. And Luis Liberato, the former Rainier who's now with El Paso, who was hit in the helmet by a pitch in the 12th inning yesterday. We heard he's doing well as now wades into the motion of the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Apparently the pitch hit it glanced off the front of Liberato's helmet and then ran across his nose. That's where it hit him. And now the 1-2 is swung on, bounced towards third. Two hopper fielded by Mejia. Throw to first base is in time for the out. Myers is retired, two away in the top of the first. And now Taylor Colway will be the batter. Apparently Liberato doesn't feel bad today, from what I'm told. And he is not in the lineup today, as they're going to be careful bringing him back. But he's doing well. And that's good to hear. Liberato, a popular member of the Rainiers last season. And it was a scary moment last night in the 12th inning. Here's the pitch to Taylor Colway, and it's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Colway now second in the league in batting average at .331. Nine homers, .926 OPS. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Colway. And the pitch is just a little bit off the plate for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now Wade into his motion, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and bounced up the middle, shaded that direction. The shortstop McCoy, he has it, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Connor Wade with a three up, three down, top of the first inning. A line out and two weak contact grounders. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's El Paso nothing, and Tacoma is coming to the plate.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring.
We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
El Paso did not score in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears bat at the bottom of the first. Jared Kelnick to lead things off, and the pitch is ball one to Kelnick, a left-hand hitter, hitting 295 with 11 homers, 927 OPS. Kinnear's next pitch fades away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Kelnick. Reese Kinnear has spent time in the big leagues with the Padres both this year and last year. He throws a fastball at the knees for a called strike at 93. Two balls, one strike. Now he winds, and the 2-1 pitch is a fastball outside, ball three. Kinnear, 4-4 with a 7.29 ERA. He's been wild for El Paso, 44 walks in 63 innings. But with 65 strikeouts, next pitch swing and a miss. And a cutter, and the count goes full, 3-2. Kinnear has also allowed 16 homers in 63 innings, which is a substantial number. 3-2 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off. And then you look at the big leagues for Kinnear. He's been in the majors this year with San Diego. He's pitched in three games, all as a long reliever for the Padres. 8 1/3 shutout innings in the majors with no walks and only three hits allowed. It's been easier for him up there. 3-2 pitch is grounded to the right side, fielded at first by Colway. He flips it to the pitcher Kinnear for the out. Kelnick retired at first base, and one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. Here's the rehabbing Mitch Haniger, who is playing in his third straight game for Tacoma, but this one is different. The first two games of his rehab assignment, Tuesday and yesterday, he DH'd. Today he's playing the outfield for the first time. He's out in right field defensively. And the pitch to Haniger is a fastball down low, ball one. He hasn't really gotten going at the plate yet, just 1-for-7. He did hit a ground ball base hit last night. Now the 1-0 pitch is on its way, and this is down low. Two balls, no strikes to Haniger. Haniger's been on the Mariners injured list since April 29th with a high ankle sprain in his right leg. So here's a breaking ball called a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 from Kinnear is swung on and bounced foul third base side. So 2-2 now to Haniger. Now the next pitch is swung out and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Kinnear working with catcher Brett Sullivan. El Paso has the infield shifted with the third baseman Pichardo, the shortstop Rosario, and the second baseman Hinojosa all on the left side as the pitch is up and in and to the backstop. And that is ball three. Colway is at first base for El Paso. The outfield is Brent Rooker making his first appearance of the series in left field. Jose Azucar in center and Beatty in right. Now the 3-2. Bounced foul on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Three balls, two strikes to Haniger. And the pitch is swung on and hit towards left center. On the move is Azucar, but he can fly, and he runs it down in the alleyway in left center. And that is the second out in the bottom of the first inning. Solid contact for Haniger, but Jose Azucar able to run it down. Two away. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis sent yesterday's game into extra innings when he homered at the bottom of the ninth inning to tie it up. He takes a strike, 0-1 the count. In 24 games for Tacoma, Ellis is batting .205 with four homers and a .743 OPS. Patient hitter who draws a lot of walks. 0-1 pitch, swing, and a missed strike two, and Kinnear is ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, this pitch misses for a ball. 1-2 the count to Drew Ellis. Just underway in Tacoma. No score in the first. Two outs, no one on. The 1-2 pitch to Ellis is tapped in front of the plate. A fair ball picked up by the catcher Sullivan, who throws out Ellis at first base. And that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. Ellis hit the ball straight into the ground, and it bounced right in front of the plate in fair territory. And the catcher Sullivan went out there and picked it up a foot and a half in front of the plate, and it was an easy out for the Chihuahuas. Three up, three down in the bottom of the first. We head to the second. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Zero, zero ball game between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the second inning of play, and the first pitch from Connor Wade to Brent Rooker is taken low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rooker in the lineup for the first time in this series. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a bouncer foul, as Rooker has been one of the heavy hitters for El Paso this year, hitting .276, 19 homers, which is tied for fifth in the league and leads the Chihuahuas, and he has 55 runs batted in. 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Rooker has three homers in the last five games he's played in for El Paso. 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul back, and the count's even, 2-2. Former Minnesota Twins prospect, Rooker. High draft pick in 2017. Now the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch from Wade is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul. It went off his foot in the batter's box. That's a foul ball. So still 3-2 to Rooker. Rooker, 27 years old, acquired by the Padres in an April trade from the Twins. He's out of Mississippi State University. 3-2 pitch is swung out and fouled away. Still 3-2. Once again, the 3-2 pitch is coming. And it is just a hair inside, ball four, and a rare walk issued by Connor Wade. Rooker heads down to first base, and now Jose Azucar will be the batter. That was just the 14th walk that Wade has issued in 58 and two-thirds innings this season. He does not walk many. Now the pitch to Azucar is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Azucar hit the go-ahead homer of the 12th inning yesterday. Opposite field shot. He swings and bounces it foul, strike two. That homer came off of Nick Margavichus, who had gone 10 consecutive appearances out of the Red Ears bullpen without allowing any runs. And then that home run happened. And El Paso took the lead and won the game. Azucar fouls one away. That is strike two. No balls, 2 strikes to Jose Azucar, who is in just his 8th game since being optioned to AAA by the Padres. He'd been in the big leagues all year until recently. He swings and hits one in the air towards shallow right center. Kelnick racing in, and he gets there and makes the catch. One out in the top of the 2nd inning. And now Eggy Rosario is the batter. Rosario. Right-hand hitting infielder. Hitting 278. Leads the league with 27 doubles. Also has 14 homers. 856 OPS. And the pitch from Wade is swung on and fouled off. And there's strike one. Little breeze has picked up. It was still when we started, but now in the 2nd inning, we've got a kind of a strong breeze blowing in, at least for the moment, from left field towards right field. Now the 0-1 pitch is a check swing, and he went around. That's strike two. So no balls, 2 strikes to Rosario. And the pitch is swung on and sprayed foul towards the berm down the line. Look out over there. That's foul ball territory. Got to pay attention if you're sitting on the berm. So 0-2 to Rosario. And Wade's next pitch is swung on and sprayed towards right center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Haniger. Rooker's on his way to third. Haniger fires to second, and they get the out at second base. Eggy is tagged out by the right here shortstop, Mason McCoy. Haniger fielded that ball in the alleyway and just fired to second base to get Rosario for the 2nd out of the inning. Nice play by a guy who hasn't played the outfield in a long time. Coming back from the injury, first game in right field for Tacoma, and he turned that hit into an out. So Rooker is at third with two outs, and Brett Sullivan is the batter, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Eggy Rosario credited with a single, out 9-6 at second. Now the 1-0 to Sullivan, swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Wade trying to strand this runner. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped up foul. Third base side, Mejia for a look, but it's out of play. And hey, a fan who brought his glove made the catch. Brought the glove, wearing it all game, gets rewarded in the second inning. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fouled off third base side. Still one ball, two strikes to Sullivan. Now the 1-2 down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, fouled back to the screen. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Up and away, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch is ball four, and that's the second walk issued this inning by Connor Wade, which is unlike him, but still has a chance to get out of the frame unscathed. Runners at first and third with two outs, and now C.J. Hinojosa is the batter. Hinojosa, second year in the league, batting .276 with 10 homers, 50 runs batted in, a .799 OPS. Right-hand hitting infielder with some pop, and the pitch is grounded towards third, and that's scooped up by Mejia, and he fires to first for the out, and the inning is over, and Wade escapes. The top of the second inning, no runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It is El Paso nothing, Tacoma nothing.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Ready for No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here's went down in order in the first inning against Reese Kinnear, and that means that the cleanup hitter, Eric Mejia, is going to lead things off in the second. There is a different look to the Red Ears lineup today, as Kinnear's pitch to Mejia is down low. A couple of players who typically hit in the middle of the order are off today, Kevin Padlo and Brian O'Keefe. Marcus Wilson also not in the lineup today. There's a swing and a foul, tip at the plate, and the count goes to 1-1 on Mejia. Now the pitch swung on, sprayed into left, and it gets down for a base hit. And Mejia is aboard. There's the Red Ears' first hit of the game, a leadoff single in the bottom of the second inning for Mejia, who had been waiting for that one. He hadn't had a hit since before the All-Star break. One of the Red Ears' most consistent players this season, but came out of the break in a little bit of a skid, and now he's into the hit column. That's good to see. And here's Joe Odom. Odom doing the catching tonight, and the pitch from Kinnear is a breaking ball outside. Odom's batting 220 with 9 homers, 754 OPS. Now Kinnear with his next pitch, and this is looped out into right and is a base hit as it drops in front of Beatty. Taking second is Mejia. Single the other way for Joe Odom. Back-to-back singles put runners at first and second. And Scott Heineman will be the batter. Well, Kinnear set down the side in order in the first, but back-to-back hits here in the second. It's worth noting at this time that this, while it is his 11th start of the year, it's his first since June 7th. He did most of his starting in April and May when he was a regular in the rotation. They have since moved him to the bullpen primarily. His pitch is bunted at and missed by Scott Heineman. That's strike one. So looking back through his recent outings, all of his outings in the month of July have been one inning, two innings, one inning, one and two-thirds, just two-thirds, you know, short relief pitcher outings, most of them one inning. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Heineman, and it's called a strike, 1-2, or 0-2. So Kinnear's probably not going to be in this game for very long, as his last appearance was 5 days ago, two innings. Here's his 0-2 pitch on its way to Heineman, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and there's the first out at the bottom of the second inning, and Kinnear has his first strikeout of the night. Trey Ambergie now the hitter. Ambergie hitting 209 in 12 games for Tacoma with a homer. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Kinnear out of Fordham University in New York. Here's a foul out of play by Ambergie. Kinnear, a New York native, and attended high school in Oyster Bay. And then the draft comes around in 2018, and guy who'd spent his whole amateur career playing in New York gets drafted by San Diego. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Ambergie. Still a ball and two strikes to Ambergie. Mejia at second, Odom at first. Now this one is swung on and popped up behind first base, And Colway in foul territory makes the catch, and that is out number two. Ambergie fouls out, two down. And here comes Mason McCoy, who has been the Red Ears' hottest hitter lately with a nine-game hitting streak. Had two hits yesterday, both for extra bases, a double and a homer. And he comes to the plate now where the Red Ears are looking for a clutch two-out hit. On the year, he's hitting .241, .715 OPS, nine homers. He's got Mejia at second and Odom at first. McCoy taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Kinnear. And the pitch is a fastball, called a strike, 0-1. Now the right-hander, Kinnear, with his 0-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike two. And he's ahead of the count, Kinnear, just using the fastball. So no balls, two strikes, two on, two out in the bottom of the second inning. And here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside, a slider, and McCoy laid off of it. 1-2 the count. Infield traditionally aligned, outfield seems to be shaded a little towards right, or at least the center fielder Azucar is. Now the 1-2 pitch to McCoy is a swing and a miss, strike three. 95 mile per hour heater, and down goes McCoy, and the inning is over. Right here, start the inning with a couple of singles, but they do not score. They leave two runners stranded on base. We go to the third inning. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Okay, import footage. How is the hard drive already full?
Jawan's Pilates studio converted to entirely virtual classes. But leading and editing sessions is stretching her too thin.
It says render failed. What'd I do?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We head to the third inning of play. Connor Wade on the hill. First pitch to Kervin Pichardo is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Pichardo. Wade now with the 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and tapped foul, 0-2. Wade, new to the Mariners organization this year, was with the Orioles last year, both in AAA and in the big leagues. Made his major league debut with the O's last season. 0-2 pitch to Pichardo. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Pichardo on three pitches. And Wade has his first strikeout of the night. One out in the top of the third. And now Matt Beatty is the batter. Beatty lined out to first earlier. He's 0-1. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Beatty on a rehab assignment, shoulder problems. Now the 0-1 is swung on and sprayed towards left center. Celtic on the move in the alleyway, and he coasts and makes the catch. And there is the second out in the top of the third inning. Beatty flies out to Celtic in left center, two down. And now Will Myers will hit, having grounded out his first time up. Connor Wade, right-hander out of the University of Arizona. And just an Arizona guy, raised in Scottsdale. Attended college there in the state, although not in town. He went south an hour and a half. Serves a strike to Myers. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Connor Wade and the Red Deers coach, Seth Mejia-Spreen, were teammates at Arizona when they won the College World Series championship. And now they're on the same AAA team in very different roles. Here's a pitch that misses for a ball to Myers. 1-2 the count. Wade's 1-2 pitch. Up and in for a ball. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is pulled to left. This is trouble. Back it goes, and it is gone. Onto the deck. Will Myers with his second home run in as many games. And El Paso draws first blood. They lead 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Will Myers pulls one onto the deck in left field. And it's time for his rehab to end. My expert opinion. Taylor Colway now the batter. Colway grounded out to shortstop earlier. He's 0-1. And he bounces one foul, first base side. There's strike one. So two down, no one on. A run is in for the Chihuahuas. Now here's one outside for a ball, 1-1. Now a swing and a foul back, 1-2. One-two pitch coming, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Now this one is up and in, spinning them around. Two balls, two strikes. Taylor Colway. 21st round pick by the Padres in 2016. Bounces one back towards the hill. Picking it up actually is the catcher, Odom, and he fires to first and gets Colway for the final out at the top of the third inning. A full swing by Colway, but it looked like a bunt in terms of what the baseball did, just sort of bouncing out, dribbling out in front of the plate. Wade came off the hill. The catcher, Odom, moved out, and Odom got there first, and he threw out Colway. But El Paso's on the board. One run on the Myers homer. That was the only hit. No one left. We go to the bottom of the third. El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we,
insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Well, 1-0 El Paso with the lead. We go to the bottom of the third, and the first pitch from Reese Kinnear to Alex Blandino is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Blandino making the start tonight at second base, and he swings at the next pitch and bounces it foul on the third base side. No balls, two strikes to Blandino. Hitting 183, but with a 371 on base percentage because he draws a ton of walks. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Blandino goes down swinging on three pitches, and one man is gone at the bottom of the third inning. Jared Kelnick now the batter. Kelnick takes the first pitch down and in. There's ball one. Now the 1-0 coming from Kinnear, and it is a swing and a foul. And the count's even now. One ball, one strike. So 1-1. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the left side. And it is the third baseman Pichardo circling it. And he makes the catch. And that is out number two. Kelnick pops up. Two down. And now Mitch Haniger will hit. Haniger looking out towards Kinnear, and the pitch is laced into right field, and there's a line drive base hit for Haniger, and he is on with a two-out single. Third hit for the Red Ears. Haniger with two line drives today. First one was caught in the first inning by the center fielder, but this one dropped in for a base hit. So he's on with two outs, and now Drew Ellis is the hitter. The pitch is a check swing, and he went. That is strike one to Ellis. Now the next pitch bounced foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. With a small lead at first, and the 0-2 pitch to Ellis is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball, and Ellis goes down looking, and that does it for the Rainiers in the third. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the fourth inning. It's 1-0. El Paso with the lead over the Rainiers on the Will Myers homer. Leading off the fourth, Brent Rooker, and the pitch from Connor Wade is taken low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Wade's next delivery in for a called strike, and that evens things up 1-1. And this pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two. Wade ready. The 1-2 pitch to Rooker is swung on and yanked down the left field line. Foul. Foul ball. Still a ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2. Reached for and popped up foul. First base side might be playable. Heineman over, and he runs out of room. It lands out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 again from Wade to Rooker. And this one is hit in the air to left, foul, and out of play down the left field line. So still a ball with two strikes to Rooker. And the 1-2 bounced up the middle slowly. Blandino has it, and he makes the play and throws out Rooker at first base, and one man is gone in the fourth. Now Jose Azucar will be the batter. He flied out to center field his first time up. And this one is taken outside for a ball. What another count. Now Wade misses up high. This one line towards left, and it gets down for a base hit. Azucar has the third hit of the night for El Paso. A single to left field stroked by Jose Azucar, and he is on at first with one out, and Aggie Rosario will now be the batter. And the Rainiers have to keep an eye on Azucar, who is a base stealer. Rosario stands in, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off. There's strike one. Eggie Rosario, first-year AAA player, just 22 years old from the Dominican Republic, listed at 5'9". But he's got a lot of pop in that bat. There's the pitch from Wade, and it's lined towards left, fairly deep. Back is Ambergie, and he makes the catch on the warning track for the second out of the inning. Rosario lines out to left field, and two men are gone in the top of the fourth inning. Now Brett Sullivan will be the batter.
The catcher for 16, Brett
Sullivan drew a walk his first time up. Runner at first, two outs. And a toss to first by Wade, and Azucar is back in. Now the first pitch to Sullivan is up high for a ball. Now the 1-0, grounded on the third base side, ranging way over is Mejia. He picks it up, but he has no play. Sullivan with an infield single, and El Paso has two on with two out. Just a little check swing roller on the third base side, and Sullivan ends up at first base. Kind of a, I mean, it wasn't really a check swing, but not a real rip at the pitch by Sullivan. Sort of a half swing at it and hit a squibber on the third base side. Mejia was playing way off the line with the third base, or the left-hand hitter up. So he had to run over and get it and had no chance to throw anywhere. Pitch to Hinojosa is fouled back, strike one. Hinojosa bounced out earlier. 0 for 1 tonight. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. One-one. Chop towards short. A two-hopper. McCoy has it. Goes the short way to second base for the force out there. And that does it for El Paso at the top of the fourth inning. The Chihuahuas do not score. They had two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing. And here's the pitch to Eric Mejia, leading things off at the bottom of the fourth, and he takes ball one. Mejia facing the right-hander Reese Kinnear, who has been in there since the start. Here's one down low for a ball. 2-0 to Mejia. Mejia sprayed a base hit to left against him in the second inning. Now the 2-0 over for a called strike. The only run of this game was the Will Myers homer in the third. Next pitch to Mejia, bounce to the right side, fielded by Hinojosa, and he throws out Mejia at first base, and one man is gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. Talked earlier about how Kinnear is not likely to pitch deep into this game because this is his first start after a long stretch in the bullpen for El Paso, going back over a month. And they have now started bullpen activity behind him as right-hander Aaron Northcraft is warming up. Joe Odom stands in, and the pitch from Kinnear is a fastball that misses ball one. Kinnear's been throwing strikes here tonight. Hasn't walked anyone. He's been getting ahead of the hitters. 1-0 down low, 2-2 on it. First pitch actually was a ball. So 2-0 to Odom, and the pitch now is popped up foul on the first base side. Out of play. And in the reserve seats, 2-1. And the next pitch is a fastball called a strike. And that evens up the count 2-2. And this one is inside ball three. Astros just beat the Mariners 4-2, ending their three-game losing streak and ending the Mariners' three-game winning streak. Astros won it in the eighth inning with a two-run rally. Odom hits one in the air towards right center, but shaded that direction is Azucar, and he casually moves back and makes the catch, and two men are out in the fourth inning. Now Scott Heinemann will be the batter. Heinemann struck out swinging in the second, 0 for 1, and the pitch is low and away for a ball. Next delivery misses down low. 2-0 the count. Kinnear to the plate, and there's ball three inside to Heinemann. And this pitch is called a strike 3-1. Heinemann take it all the way. Now a fastball is at the knees for a called strike, and it's a full count, three balls, two strikes to Heinemann. Here comes the payoff pitch from Kinnear, and it is a swing and a missed strike three. Got him with a low fastball, and Heinemann is struck out, wrapping up the bottom of the fourth. Red Ears go in order, three up, three down. We head to the fifth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
One nothing ball game. El Paso with the lead. And we head to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Connor Wade on the hill, ready to work on Kervin Pichardo. And the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pichardo hit his first career AAA home run last night in the 12th inning. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now Wade ready, and Pichardo steps out for a moment. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. 1-2. Now this pitch is swung on and chopped to third, and fielding it nicely is Mejia, and he fires to first with his strong arm, and one man is gone at the top of the fifth inning. Pichardo bounces out to Eric Mejia, one down, and now Matt Beatty is the hitter. Take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League yesterday. Reno leads the West, but they have lost the first two games of their home series to Salt Lake. The Bees beat them yesterday, 16-6. As here's the pitch to Beatty, and it is taken for a called strike. 0-1. Rainier shift him with three infielders on the right side. Salt Lake was ahead of Reno 3-2 after three, and they went to the fourth, and Salt Lake scored 10 runs in the top of the fourth inning, and Reno coasted to the win from there as Beatty fouls one off. Jake Gatewood for Salt Lake hit a grand slam during that 10-run rally in the fourth, and then hit a three-run homer in the fifth inning. Now the 0-2 is low for ball one. One ball, two strikes to Beatty. The 1-2. Swing and a foul back still. 1-2. So second place Las Vegas could have picked up on Reno, but they did not. They got blasted in Albuquerque 15-9 in a game in which each team had 16 hits. The ball's flying in Albuquerque right now. So the pitch to Beatty is popped up foul on the first base side, out of play. Albuquerque has scored 15 runs in back-to-back games against Las Vegas. Yesterday, Sean Bouchard hit a grand slam, and Winton Bernard was 3-for-4, coming a single away from hitting for the cycle. He went double, triple, homer. There's a swing and a pop-up on the left side. Mejia near the foul line behind the bag makes the catch, and that's out number two. Beatty is retired, two down in the top of the fifth inning. And now Will Myers will be the hitter. Myers 1-for-2 with that homer in the third out of the deck in left field. That's the only run of this game so far. And the pitch is in for a strike. So Reno still in first in the West. Vegas in second place, 2.5 games back, but they're reeling right now. They've dropped 5 in a row and 9 out of 10. They have fallen from first place. So here's one that misses for a ball. And then Salt Lake still hasn't reached the 500 mark, but they have won 4 in a row, and they're only 6 games out of first now. 1-1 pitch to Myers is a swing and a miss, strike two. In the East, Oklahoma City is in first, and they've won 5 in a row. They beat Sugar Land yesterday 6-3. As James Outman hit a double and a homer and drove in 2, and Miguel Vargas belted his 14th homer. 1-2 pitch is down low, 2-2. And then there was a wild one in Round Rock between the Rivercats and the Express. 2-2, up high, ball three. Round Rock had an 8-0 lead at home going to the sixth inning, and they lost the game 10-8. A bullpen implosion of epic proportions. Here's a pop-up behind second base, and Blandino has his eye on it, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Will Myers pops up to the second baseman, and Connor Wade retires the side in order in the top of the fifth inning. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 1-0 El Paso with the lead. And the Red Ears were not able to do much against the El Paso starter, Reese Kinnear. But he's done after 4 shutout innings of 3-hit ball. No walks, 5 strikeouts for Kinnear. It from the bullpen is Aaron Northcraft, who was once a Red Ear. And his side-arming right-hander. 24 appearances for El Paso this year. No record of 3.76 ERA. And his first pitch to Trey Ambergie is inside for a ball, 1-0. Ambergie fouled out his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Now the 1-0 pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, so the count's 2-1. Now this pitch is pulled down the left field line towards the corner. Giving chase is Rooker, and he gets there and makes the catch at the edge of the warning track in the left field corner. And one man is out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Ambergy flies out. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy struck out swinging earlier, has a 9-game hitting streak coming into this one. And he bounces one back to the mound, fielded by Northcraft, and he jogs halfway to first and flips it to Colway, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. McCoy with that 9-game hitting streak that will be on the line in the late innings tonight. The longest hitting streak that a Red Deers player has had this year is 13 games from Jared Kelnick. Pitch to Blandino, taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Blandino looks out towards Northcraft, swings and lines one into left field. There's a base hit for Blandino, and he is on with a two-out single to left field. And now the ball gets loose, being thrown back into the infield. Blandino breaks for second, and he makes it there. The relay back into the infield went awry. And we'll get another look at this on MILB TV. Blandino just stroked a pretty solid single to left, and Brent Rooker threw it back in, and it got away from the second baseman, Hinojosa, who was trying to catch it on one hop. It just went off his glove and trickled into the middle of the diamond. And Blandino is now in scoring position as a result. They've given the air to the left fielder, Rooker, on the relay throw, on the throw back in to second base. And now the pitch to Kelnick is in there for a strike. So Kelnick with an RBI opportunity here with Blandino at second. Kelnick's 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a pop-up, both at bats against Reese Kinnear. Now he's facing Northcraft, and he lines one up the middle, and a diving catch by the shortstop, Eggie Rosario, for the final out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Kelnick comes up empty. The Red Deers do not score. No runs on a hit, one error, and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing. And Taylor Colway, Brent Rooker, and Jose Azucar to bat this inning against Connor Wade. And Wade's first pitch to Colway is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Colway, 0-2. He's bounced out twice. And this pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1 now. Now a swing and a pop-up on the infield. Out in front of the plate is the catcher, and it is caught by the catcher, Joe Odom. And there is the first out in the sixth inning. A pop-up to the catcher that was not a foul ball. The majority of pop-ups that are caught by a catcher are foul. Not this time, though. It was literally right in front of the plate. One down, and now Brent Rooker is the hitter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. There's strike one. So the Red Deers have rehabbing Mariner Mitch Haniger in the outfield tonight and right. And it sounds like Taylor Trammell is going to make an appearance here in the next day or two. So here's a drive to center, well hit. Celtic back, deepest part of the park, and he's going to have to play it off the fence and fire it back in, and Rooker gets just a double out of hitting one off the giant wall in center field. He hit it about a third of the way up it. That wall does not get hit on the fly very often, only a couple of times this season, but Rooker just nailed it. Kelnick, though, was there for the rebound, and he fired it in, and Rooker ends up with a one-out double as a result, his 18th double of the year. That's some pop, though, to drive it off of that wall, 425 feet from home plate and 29 feet tall. Pitches in for a strike to Azucar. 0-1 the count. Now fastball in for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Wade out in front of the El Paso center fielder, Jose Azucar. And the 0-2 pitch is swung on, and that's hit in the air to center field. Kelnick coming in on this one, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. Rooker has to hold at second base. And now Eggy Rosario will be the batter. So we're hearing Trammell could appear for the Red Ears this weekend, and he's on the Mariners injured list right now with a hamstring strain. And there's also a talk that Evan White could resume rehabbing with the Red Ears on the upcoming road trip, which is in Sacramento, starting on Tuesday. Pitch to Rosario, yanked foul, third base side. There's strike one. Evan White coming back from sports hernia surgery, and he tried to come back earlier this year on a rehab with the Red Ears and played in a game or two, but it wasn't feeling right, and they shut him down for longer, but now is apparently ready to give it another go. Oh, one pitch to Rosario, and it is in there for a called strike. 0-2. One nothing El Paso in the sixth. Runner at second, two outs. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2 to Rosario. Now this one is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Rosario, and Connor Wade with his second strikeout of the game. So he works his way around a long double. No runs for El Paso on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
One nothing, El Paso with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. And the Chihuahuas bring in a new pitcher. It is right-hander Jesse Schultens, who used to be, he's kind of on the similar program to Reese Kinnear, and that he started pretty regularly early in the season for El Paso. But come June, they moved him to the bullpen, and he's been working in relief all of July. Schultens ready to face the rehabbing Mitch Haniger, who is 1-for-2 with a single today. And there's a first pitch breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Schultens is 3-2 with a 4.21 ERA. This is his 11th relief appearance after 10 starts. And 54 strikeouts, 24 walks in 57 and two-thirds innings. 0-1 pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 on its way to Haniger, and it's fouled off. 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is coming, and it is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rainiers have just 4 hits in this game, all singles. They've had 2 runners reach second base. None have touched third yet. 2-2 to Haniger. Is driven to right field, pretty deep towards the corner. Beatty back, and he can't get it. It's gone. An opposite field home run down the right field line. That hit something beyond the fence. It bounced back onto the field of play, but it did get out of here. A homer for Haniger, the first for the Tacoma portion of his rehab assignment. He had one for Everett the other day. And now he goes deep for the Red Ears. Mitch Haniger ties this ball game up with an opposite field drive on a fastball from Schultens. 92 on the gun, and Haniger hit it with an exit velocity of just 90 miles per hour, but it got out. And now the pitch to Drew Ellis misses for a ball, 1-0. And the estimated distance, 333 feet. It barely got out of here in the right field corner, which is marked at 325 feet from home plate. Next pitch to Ellis is in there for a called strike. So Haniger ties it up. And now the next pitch is low and away for a ball. Now the 2-1 swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2 down low, ball three. Full count 3-2 to Ellis. Swing and a grounder to third. That's fielded by Pichardo. Throw to first is in time for the out, and Ellis is retired. One out at the bottom of the sixth. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now bouncer foul, first base side. 0-2. Home run by Haniger was the Raiders' 126th of the season. The Raiders right in the middle of the pack in the league and hitting homers. Here's one outside to Mejia. Entered play today, tied for fifth in home runs among the 10 teams in the PCL. Now the 1-2 is swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Now here comes the 1-2, and it swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Mejia goes down swinging, and Schultens has his first strikeout. Two down. In the bottom of the sixth, and now Joe Odom is the hitter. Now a swing and a miss there, strike one. Ball to Odom. One ball, one strike. Schultens hitting 93 on the gun with his fastball. Right-hander out of Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Now a swing and a liner into left field. A base hit for Joe Odom, his second hit of the night. And he's on with two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning for Scott Heineman. Heineman 0-for-2 so far today. Now the pitch to Heineman is a fastball outside, ball one. Pitches a swing and a miss. Schultons and the Rainier starter, Connor Wade, were teammates at the University of Arizona for 1 year in 2013. Well, the 1-1 is outside for a ball. Schultons barely pitched, got into just two games, and ended up transferring to Wright State where things worked out for him really well. He pitched well there and got drafted. Two balls, one strike to Heineman. And the pitch. Misses ball three. Heineman also a Pac-12er out of Oregon. Now the 3-1. Swing and a foul back, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now the 3-2 is a breaking ball called strike three. Heineman goes down looking, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers tied up, though, on the homer by Haniger. One run on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the seventh inning. It is a 1-1 tie. Tacoma and El Paso are all even. And the Red Deers go to the bullpen for the first time today. Bring in left-hander Kyle Bird. Another strong start for Connor Wade, who went six innings, gave up just five hits and one run. He walked two, struck out two, and was in command. He'll get no decision. However, this one's going to be decided by the bullpens. Kyle Bird in, and here's his first pitch to Brett Sullivan. And it is taken for a strike. Mitch Haniger's night is done, playing right field for his first time on this rehab assignment with Tacoma after DHing the last 2 days. They take him out after six innings. He did his part, hitting a homer to tie it up, and ended up going 2-for-3, in fact. As there's a check swing strike to Sullivan. Third base umpire Tom Haneman ringing him up. 0-2 the count. So Forrest Wall has replaced Haniger in right field. Wall bats in the number two spot in the order. Next pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Sullivan, and Bird gets the strikeout. One away. And Now C.J. Hinojosa will be the hitter. Bird last pitched two nights ago in the opener of the series on Tuesday. He was part of the shutout. The Rainiers shut out El Paso in that game on just two hits. Five pitchers combined on it for the Red Ears, and Bird pitched a three-up, three-down eighth inning in that game. Here's a chopper up the middle and a diving stop by McCoy, but he has no play. Hinojosa has an infield single, and he is on with one out at the top of the seventh inning on a bounding ball through the middle of the diamond. McCoy, behind second base on the outfield grass, was able to make a sliding stop of the ball, but he had no chance to throw out Hinojosa, so he just ate it, as they say. Ate the baseball. You don't actually eat the baseball, but, you know, you hold it. Don't risk making an error on a throw. Kervin Pichardo outside for a ball, 1-0. It's one of my favorite ridiculous sports phrases. Just eat the baseball. Just eat it. I mean, not literally. Don't throw it. Here's one outside to Pichardo, 1-1. Bird with his next pitch. And it's a fastball down low, 2-1. Bird's appearing in his 26th game for the Red Ears, 2-1 with an 8.20 ERA. 26 and a third innings, 26 strikeouts, 15 walks. Here's the next pitch to Pichardo, and it is a fastball called a strike. So 3-1 to Kervin Pichardo. Bird's next pitch swung on, chopped towards third. Mejia has it. Goes to second for one. That's all they'll get. The force out there. Blandino had to kind of reach down and dig the throw out of the dirt, keeping his foot on the bag in order to record the force out at second. Mejia was off balance making this throw. So Pichardo now aboard at first on the fielder's choice. Two down, and Matt Beatty is the hitter. Beatty has lined out, flied out, and popped up 0 for 3. Bird with a pickoff move, and Pichardo dives back in safely. Right here, shift Beatty pretty dramatically on the infield. Everyone's playing on the dirt, but it's three infielders on the right side, and Mejia, the third baseman, is almost like a shortstop shaded up the middle. Bird's pitch to Beatty is in there for a called strike, 0-1. 1-1 tie, top of the seventh. Now this one is swung out and fouled off. Out of play. 0-2 to Beatty. No, no balls, two strikes, two outs. And this pitch is low and outside for a ball, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 on its way to Beatty. And it's swung on and lined the other way, and Mejia can't reach it. It's through into left field, a base hit. Beatty goes to the opposite field and has a single. Pichardo stopping at second base. And there are two on with two out, and Will Myers comes to the plate in a situation in which he could do damage. Rainiers are going to have to be very careful here. Bird ready. Here's the pitch to Myers, and it is outside for a ball. Myers 1-for-3 with a homer. Now the 1-0. Swung on, looped out into right, and reaching out and making the catch is Forrest Wall for the final out of the inning. Myers lined it to right, and it initially looked, at least to me, like it might fall in, but Wall came charging in and caught it for the final out, and El Paso does not score at the top of the seventh inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left. It's the seventh inning stretch at Cheney Stadium. Our score, Tacoma 1, El Paso 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Tacoma. All tied up 1-1. Trey Ambergie leads off the bottom of the seventh, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Ambergie facing Jesse Schultens, who pitched the sixth inning and gave up the game-tying homer to Haniger. 0-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center field, going back, but with plenty of room is Azucar, and he makes the catch, and Ambergie is retired one away in the bottom of the seventh. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a groundout. Checking in on our Mariner Farm Report. Some interesting stuff last night at the lower levels of the farm system. Double A Arkansas was down 2-0 after seven innings on the road in Tulsa, and they came back and won the game 6-2. Now the pitch to McCoy is in there for a strike. They tied it in the eighth inning on a Matt Scheffler two-run single. He's a catcher at Double A Arkansas, and then they scored four runs in the ninth to win it. And Jack Larson with the go-ahead RBI single. Here's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. Bryce Miller, right-hander who was Everett's top starting pitcher, got bumped up to Double-A. Arkansas made his Double-A debut yesterday. It's a hard thrower. So here's one that misses for a ball. He was also drafted just last summer, so Miller already in Double-A now. He went five innings yesterday, allowed five hits, two runs, one earned. Walk two, strikeout three in his Double-A debut. Next pitch outside to McCoy. Counts even 2-2. Down in the A-ball ranks, Everett won at Vancouver 3-2. Noelvi Marte continuing his hot hitting, had two hits, including a double, drove in two runs. He is fully recovered from his slow start to the season for the Aqua Sox. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes McCoy, and two men are gone at the bottom of the seventh. Yes. Alex Blandino will be the batter. He's one for two with a single. And then Loe Modesto had a guy have just a huge game yesterday in a 10-9 win over Fresno. There was a walk-off. So here's a swing and a foul back by Blandino. Outfielder Victor Labrada, who has been playing for Everett this year but couldn't get into Canada for their trip to Vancouver. It may not be vaccine-related. Labrada is from Cuba, and he might have immigration issues. I don't know. But either – and whenever they go to Vancouver, he goes to Everett. Or goes to – oh, there's a blooper down the left field line. It falls in for Blandino. He's trying to stretch it, and he does. He slides in safely with a two-out double. A flare down the left field line, and Brent Rooker – wasn't able to reach it. It dropped in, and Blandino aggressively takes second base, and it was close. Rooker made a good throw, but Blandino got his foot in there, and he is on with a two-out double. So he's in scoring position with two down, and now Jared Kelnick with a chance to give the Red Ears the lead. El Paso shifts him with three infielders on the right side. Kelnick's been quiet tonight, 0 for 3. Lined out his last time up, but he takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. So Labrada, playing for Modesto yesterday, was 3 for 5 with a homer and 7 runs batted in, including the walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. Outfielder from Cuba. Now the 1-0 in there for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1. So an even count. Now the 1-1 pitch is a fastball that just misses. 2-1 to Kelnick. Forrest Wall is on deck. First base is open. Rainiers and Chihuahuas tied 1-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Now Kelnick uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Rainiers have Taylor Williams warming up in the pen. El Paso also with bullpen activity. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul on a breaking ball, and the count's even, 2-2. El Paso with Alec Jacob, the Submariner, warming up. Now the 2-2. Up and away, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff. And it is a breaking ball. Swing and a foul tip. Kelnick just got a piece of it to stay alive, and Sullivan couldn't hang on to the tip. So it is still 3-2. The battle continues for Kelnick. Schultens comes set. Blandino, the go-ahead runner, is at second. Schultens ready to go. Here's the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it is low ball four, and Kelnick had to earn that walk. He heads down to first base. They didn't give him any fastballs to hit there late in that at-bat anyway. Lots of off-speed stuff from Schultens, and Kelnick ended up drawing the walk. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter, but Jared Sandberg, the manager of the Chihuahuas, is out to the mound. And He's going to take the baseball from Schultens and bring in the side armor, Alec Jacobs. So we've got a break in the action for the pitching change with two outs and two on in the bottom of the seventh inning and a tie game. Tacoma 1, El Paso 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Red Ears and El Paso tied up 1-1. Two on, two out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Forrest Wall coming to the plate to face the new pitcher, Alec Jacob, who's out of Gonzaga and has just reached AAA. This is his eighth appearance. In six innings, he's allowed three runs on three hits, seven strikeouts, one walk. First pitch to Wall, misses outside, ball one. Wall's in his first plate appearance of this game. He's hitting .243 with four homers and a .656 OPS. Rainiers have Blandino at second and Celtic at first. And Jacobs 1-0 is over for a called strike, 1-1. Jacobs spent 4 years at Gonzaga and also played baseball in high school in Spokane at North Central. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Wall, and it is outside. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 coming, and it is outside, ball three. Jacob pitching back-to-back games for El Paso. He pitched the bottom of the 12th inning for the Chihuahuas last night. Now the 3-1 pitch to Wall is called a strike, and the count is full now, 3-2. Right here is looking for a clutch hit here from Forrest Wall, who was 1-for-5 in last night's extra inning game. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and ripped into right field, a base hit, and around third is Blandino. He's going to score. The ball goes through to the fence, and Celtic's around third, and he's going to score as well. And the Red Ears lead it 3-1 on a two-run double by Forrest Wall. The right fielder Beatty couldn't cut it off, and it went through to the fence. Beatty had to move towards the line. Forrest Wall comes through on the full count pitch, just hammering this one into right field. Red Ears with their first lead of the game. Now Drew Ellis is the hitter, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. That closes the books on Schultens. 1 2/3 innings. He allowed three hits and three runs all earned. Walked one, struck out three. And He's the pitcher of record for El Paso. Here's the pitch to Ellis, and it's outside for a ball, 1-1. A two-out rally here. There were two outs and no one on when Blandino hit that double to left. And then Kalnick walked on the full count pitch, and then Wall with the two-run double. Next pitch swing and a miss by Ellis. Count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on, and this is pulled down the left field line, and it's fair into the left field corner. Wall will score with ease from second base, and Drew Ellis checks in at second himself. Back-to-back doubles for the Rainiers here in the seventh, and Tacoma leads it 4-1. So Drew Ellis pulls a double to left field. And now Eric Mejia will try to keep it going. This rally has included a total of three hits, all of which have been doubles. Now the pitch to Mejia is hit in the air down the left field line, giving chase Rooker, but this is a foul ball. It lands at the very end of the bottom level of the party decks, which appear to be busy tonight. 0-1 the count to Mejia. Now a swing and a miss. And there's strike two. The 0-2 pitch coming to Mejia. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Jacob gets him, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh. But the Rainiers break through with three runs in the inning on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, El Paso 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
On we go to the eighth inning. Tacoma suddenly with the lead, 4-1 over El Paso. And a new pitcher, Taylor Williams, in for the Rainiers. And for Taylor Williams, this is his third appearance since joining the club. And he's worked a single scoreless inning in each of his first two games with Tacoma. A return to the Mariners organization for Williams, who was with the M's in the big leagues in 2020 and traded that season to the Padres for a player to be named later who turned out to be Matt Brash. And Williams eventually not kept by the Padres, and this offseason was a free agent. He signed with the Giants on a minor league deal, was pitching for Sacramento, and they let him go right before the All-Star break, and the Mariners immediately signed him and brought him back into the fold. And he's looked good in his first two appearances. He's ready to face Taylor Colway, and Williams with a pitch, and it is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Want to know to Colway, who's 0-3 tonight. Now Williams is set. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count is 1-1. Williams, a Washington native. Throws his next pitch and just misses, 2-1. He's from Camas. Went to Camas High School, Vancouver area. Two balls, one strike to Colway. And this pitch is up and away, ball three. Williams is in relief of Kyle Bird, who went one scoreless inning, allowed two hits, no walks, one strikeout. One pitch is low, ball four, and Colway draws a leadoff walk in the eighth. Third walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now Brent Rooker will be the hitter. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is outside. One ball, one strike to Brent Rooker. Next pitch is inside, runs in, almost hits Rooker, and the count goes to 2-1. Williams just walked the leadoff man, and he's behind Rooker, 2-1. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on, grounded sharply to short. Could be two. McCoy to Blandino. There's one. On to Heineman for two. The double play erases the base runner. Rooker hit a hard grounder right to Mason McCoy, and the Red Ears turn an easy two. So Tugan and Jose Azucar is the batter. Here's the pitch to Azucar, and it is taken for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a bouncer, foul, third base side, 1-2. Williams comes set, and the pitch is outside. Two balls, one strike. Williams trying to close out the top of the eighth, and now time called at the plate. Or no, that was a pitch clock violation. So pitch clock violation makes the count 3-1 on Ozokar. And now Williams with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Now the payoff, swung on, line towards right. Moving over is Wall, and it's over his head and up against the fence on a short hop. Wall fires it back in, and they're going to hold Ozokar to a single. In fact, Blandino tried to relay it to Heineman to see if they could catch Ozokar rounding or overrunning first base, but he got back in. So a single over the head of the right fielder by Ozokar. And now Eggy Rosario hits with two outs and a runner at first base. Rosario's 1-for-3. Now Williams with the pitch, and it is a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Rosario. 3-for-11 in this series so far. Next pitch, chop towards third, foul ball down the line. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, no, move to first, and back in safely is Ozokar. One pitch, inside, 2-1. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for Tacoma. One run, eight hits, one error for El Paso. Now the 2-1 pitch, grounded to third. Bending over to pick it up is Mejia. He sets himself and slings it to second base for the force out on Ozokar. And that ends the inning. Rosario grounds into the fielder's choice. No runs for El Paso in the top of the eighth. They had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, El Paso 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with a 4-1 lead over El Paso. Chihuahuas bring in a new pitcher to work the bottom of the eighth inning. It is right-hander Jordan Brink. Brink will face Joe Odom, Scott Heineman, and Trey Ambergy here in the bottom of the eighth. Alec Jacob, the sidearmer out of Gonzaga, went one-third of an inning, allowed two hits and one run, no walks, one strikeout. Brink's pitch to Odom is a vicious swing and a miss, and that is strike one. 95-mile-per-hour heater from Brink, who's in his 22nd game for El Paso this year, 2-0 with a 7.94 ERA. Now the 0-1 to Odom is a fastball up high, 1-1. Brink's in his first year in the Padres farm system. He was signed as a minor league free agent in the offseason after spending last year in the Rays organization at the AA level. Pitch fouled away by Odom, and the count goes to 1-2. Joe Odom, 2-for-3 tonight. Couple of singles and a flyout. One ball, two strikes to the Rainiers catcher. And the pitch is a swing and a foul on the ground. Still one ball, two strikes. Rainiers were trailing much of the night, 1-0. They tied it in the sixth on Mitch Haniger's opposite field homer and then took the lead in the seventh, scoring three runs after there were two outs. We're now in the bottom of the eighth. 1-2 to Odom is chopped to the right side. The second baseman, Hinojosa, handles it, and he throws out Odom at first base. One out in the bottom of the eighth, and now Scott Heineman will be the hitter. Heineman 0-for-3 tonight. Well, Brink wants a new baseball, so he swaps it out with the home plate umpire. Heineman stands in. And here's the pitch, and it is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. The series continues. We've got Friday night fireworks tomorrow. So the 1-0 to Heineman is low for a ball, 2-0. First pitch is at 7:05. Fireworks after the game. Chris Mazza starts for Tacoma tomorrow against Ryan Weathers for El Paso. Now a swing and a bouncer over the mound and backhanded at second by Hinojosa, except he doesn't backhand it at all. He made the backhand attempt and it went off of his glove, and Heineman will reach on an infield single. The Red Ears have their 10th hit of the night. Hinojosa never picked it up cleanly. Heineman runs pretty well, and whether he would have beaten that out or not, we'll never know. The scorer, though, credits him with a hit, thinking he would have. Here's Ambergy. And the pitch is up and in, and it hit him as Ambergy gets hit in the torso by that pitch from Brink. And that was a slider there that got away from Brink. And Ambergy feeling it a bit as he is slowly heading down to first base. Got him right in the back, or maybe even tagged his arm also as he turned away from him. His right arm is kind of shaking as he heads down to first base. There were five hit-by-pitches in last night's game, and four of them were El Paso batters. And none of them were on purpose, but no one likes being hit four times. No team does, so. But this was a slider. This was a breaking ball that got away. And Ambergy now at first base, and at second is Heineman with two down, and now Mason McCoy 0-for-3 tonight, trying to stretch that hitting streak, which is at nine games right now, and the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way. And this is a fastball low and outside, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 coming. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off over the roof on the first base side and out of play towards the parking lot. 1-2 to Mason McCoy. The 1-2 pitch is outside, and checking his swing in time is McCoy, according to the first base umpire. So the count's even, 2-2. Now here's the 2-2. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider away, and McCoy is the second out of the inning. Two down in the bottom of the eighth inning, and now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. He's had a nice game tonight in the number nine spot of the order. 2-for-3, and his double in the seventh inning started the rally that gave the Red Ears the lead, and in fact, he scored the go-ahead run. He bats now with Heineman at second and Ambergie at first. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it is a fastball outside. 1-1. Is warming up Nick Ramirez in the pen as Heineman takes off for third, and the pitch is outside and no throw to third. Heineman steals it. That is his fifth steal of the year, well, with Tacoma. So runners at first and third now, and a 2-1 count to Blandino. Now the 2-1 coming, and it is low, 3. Jared Kelnick's on deck. Blandino draws a lot of walks, and one here would load the bases for Kelnick. Three-one pitch is outside, 4, and they are loaded up for Kelnick. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And now a trip to the mound by the pitching coach for El Paso. That's Mike McCarthy. He's going to go talk some things over with Jordan Brink. So they meet on the mound. Kelnick's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored tonight. Kelnick has batted with the bases loaded for Tacoma 9 times this season. He has not hit a grand slam. In fact, he's just 1-for-7, although he has drawn 2 bases loaded walks. See how this one plays out. Red Ears lead already, 4-1. This is just about trying to tag on extra runs, get some insurance runs at the bottom of the eighth. Kelnick looks out towards Brink as the meeting on the mound is over, and here we go. The first pitch is an off-speed pitch up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Brink ready. And the 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow center field. Back goes Rosario behind the bag on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. The shortstop catching the pop-up, and the Red Ears do not add on in the bottom of the eighth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and three runners left on. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 4, El Paso 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 4, El Paso 1. And the Red Ears trying to close this one out. They're going to turn it over to Nick Ramirez, the lefty, who is 2-2 with four saves and a 2.67 ERA. And this is a save opportunity here. He'll face Brett Sullivan, CJ Hinojosa, and Kervin Pichardo. Ramirez is on in relief of Taylor Williams, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit and one walk. No strikeouts for Williams tonight. So Sullivan heads up. Ramirez last pitched in Salt Lake City on Sunday. And Well, now here's his first pitch to Sullivan, and it's bounced foul. There's strike one. Ramirez gave up a two-run homer on Sunday in the ninth inning, a save situation. He gave up a game-tying homer, so this is a chance for him to bounce back from that in his next appearance. As here's a flare into center, but Celtic is there, and he's going to make the catch, and one man is out in the ninth. Ramirez retires the first batter he faces. One out, and now C.J. Hinojosa will be the batter. Always good to get that leadoff hitter out in the ninth. Hinojosa 1-for-3 with an infield single so far. Right-hand batter, Ramirez with the pitch, and it is a fastball outside, 1-0. Ramirez with a fastball around 90-91 miles per hour has a very good changeup and a breaking ball. Now the 1-0 is swung on and fouled off. That was the change there, and it evens up the count 1-1. Now Ramirez ready. The 1-1 is swung on and hit solidly on a line towards center, but there's Celtic again, and he hauls this one in, moving towards left center, and that is out number two. The Red Ears are an out away from victory, as Hinojosa made pretty solid contact here, but Celtic had a read on it all the way. So two away in the ninth inning. Red Ears lead 4-1, and Kervin Pichardo is the hitter. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Right-hand batter, Ramirez's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Pichardo looks out towards Ramirez. And the 1-0 pitch is swung on and lined towards left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Pichardo, and the Chihuahuas are not done. Kervin Pichardo with a single. And now Matt Beatty will be the hitter. The rehabber, 1-for-4 tonight with a single. And Will Myers is on deck. He would represent the tying run if he bats. The Rainiers would prefer to not see him until tomorrow. Here's the pitch to Beatty, and it swung out and popped up into shallow center. This should do it. McCoy is called off by Kelnick, and Kelnick makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners tonight. 4-1, the final score. And the Red Ears take the lead in the series 2-1 with 3 to play, including tomorrow night's 7:05 p.m. game. Very well pitched game for the Red Ears tonight. We'll discuss that and we'll recap it, and we'll have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Red Ears post game show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers win. They beat El Paso 4-1, the final score, and Tacoma had great pitching today. Connor Wade with his second consecutive outstanding outing for the Rainiers. He tossed a gem on the Sunday going into the All-Star break. This was his first start after the All-Star break, and he went 6 innings today and allowed just 1 run on 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 2. Really good outing. The only run against him came in the 3rd inning when the rehabbing Major League power hitter Will Myers connected for a solo homer, a ball that he pulled onto the deck in left field. That was the only run against Wade. However, that run was the only run of the game until the bottom of the 6th inning. The Rainiers did not score in the first 4 innings against Reese Kinnear, the El Paso starter, who was a reliever making a spot start, and he ended up going 4 scoreless. Aaron Northcraft pitched a scoreless 5th. Tacoma didn't get on the board until the bottom of the 6th when Jesse Schultens came in for El Paso. Rehabbing Mariners outfielder Mitch Haniger was the first batter Schultens faced. Haniger had already gone 1-for-2 in the game with a single, having hit a line drive in each of his 2 at-bats. And in the 6th, He hit an opposite field line drive that just did clear the top of the fence in right field, tight to the foul pole for a solo homer that tied it up. Mitch Haniger's first homer as a member of the Red Ears in this go-around. And Tacoma evened it up 1-1. Haniger finished the game 2-for-3, played six innings in right field, threw out a runner at second base while he was out there. I'm sure his rehab is going to continue tomorrow. So it was 1-1 after six, and the seventh inning is when the Red Ears won the game with a two-out rally. After Kyle Bird pitched a scoreless top of the seventh, the Red Ears made two quick outs in the bottom of the seventh against Schultons, but then Alex Blandino pulled a fly ball down the left field line that fell in for a double, and that got the Red Ears started with two outs. Jared Kelnick then walked on a full count pitch, putting two on with two out. El Paso went to the bullpen, brought in the sidearmer Alec Jacob out of Gonzaga to face Forrest Wall, who was in his first plate appearance of the night, having replaced Haniger when Haniger's rehab was done. And Wall came through, hitting a full count, two out, two-run double to right field. It brought in Blandino and Kelnick and gave Tacoma the 3-1 lead. And then they tacked on another when Drew Ellis doubled to left field, scoring Wall and making it 4-1 Tacoma. Three-run rally, all of them scoring after there were two outs and no one on base. Nice little bit of clutch hitting there for the Red Ears to take that 4-1 lead in the seventh. And then the Red Ears got scoreless relief from there on. Taylor Williams pitched a scoreless eighth, walked the leadoff man, but got the next guy to ground into a double play. That's how you do it. And then in the ninth inning, Nick Ramirez worked a relatively easy frame, allowing a two-out single but nothing else. And the Red Ears were winners today, 4-1, the final score. For Tacoma, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. El Paso scored 1 run on 9 hits, made 1 error, leaves 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Kyle Bird. He's 3-1. The save goes to Ramirez, his fifth, taking the loss. Jesse Schultons, he is 3-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 24 minutes. The attendance, 5,481. Red Ears with the win go to 41 wins and 54 losses, and El Paso falls to 53 wins and 43 losses on the year. Game 4 of this 6-game series is tomorrow evening at 7.05 p.m. Tacoma starts Chris Mazza against Ryan Weathers. Red Ears win it 4-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard as the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show continues right after this.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Ears win 4-1, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. And the Major League Baseball scoreboard has had a lot of good news on it recently for Mariners fans, but not today because they're playing the Astros again, and this team has been the only team in, like, the last month that has been able to beat the M's, and they got them today in the opener of a 4-game series at Houston, 4-2. This was a tight game. It was tied 2-2. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Alex Bregman had hit a two-run homer early in the game for Houston, the only runs that Logan Gilbert allowed in six innings. But Bregman was up against Andres Munoz in the bottom of the eighth inning with the go-ahead runner in scoring position, and he hit the RBI double that gave the Astros the lead, and then he would score moments later as Houston got two runs in the bottom of the eighth, and they won it 4-2. Was the final score. So the Astros take the opening game of the 4-game series. Also in the American League today, Baltimore shuts out Tampa 3-0. Trey Mancini hit an inside-the-park home run. Jordan Lyles and three relievers combined on a four-hit shutout. Yankees walked off the Royals 1-0 at the stadium. Aaron Judge snapped a scoreless tie with his Major League-leading 39th home run of the season. Yankees 1, Royals nothing. The Royals wasting a gem of a start from Brady Singer, who tossed seven shutout innings of one-hit ball with 10 strikeouts at Yankee Stadium. Impressive stuff, but the Royals lose the game. Blue Jays beat the Tigers 5-3 in Toronto. Yusei Kikuchi allowed just one run in five innings, picked up the win. He just came off the IL. Matt Chapman homered twice, giving him 18 on the year. And the Red Sox beat the Indians 4-2. Xander Bogaerts with a three-run homer in the sixth inning to put the Red Sox out in front, his eighth homer of the year, and Boston got back to the 500 mark. And one other final from the American League, the Rangers beat Ohtani and the Angels today. 2-0 was the final. Ohtani struck out 11 over six innings, but he gave up two runs, including a homer to Nathaniel Lowe. And the Rangers had shutout pitching from Spencer Howard and the bullpen. So the Rangers beat Ohtani 2-0. No interleague games today. There were four National League games. Dodgers slaughtered the Rockies 13-0 at Coors Field. Tyler Anderson with seven scoreless innings to pick up his 11th win of the year. Trey Turner, three hits, three runs scored, three runs batted in. Gavin Lux also had three hits for the Dodgers. The Marlins defeat the Reds 7-6 in a day game at Cincinnati as Jesus Aguilar and Jesus Sanchez each hit home runs for the Marlins. Joey Wendell's go-ahead RBI double in the ninth inning proved to be the game winner. Phillies beat the Pirates 8-7 in a game that wasn't that close. It was 8-2 going to the bottom of the ninth, and the Pirates scored five runs to stress out the Phillies fans, but they hung on and won it. 8-7 the final. Zach Wheeler went seven innings, allowed two runs, got his ninth win. Kyle Schwarber hit his National League-leading 32nd homer. And one other NL game is still going, actually. Giants lead the Cubs 4-2 in the ninth inning in San Francisco as Alex Wood for the Giants had a no-hit bid broken up in, I believe, the seventh inning by a Patrick Wisdom homer. But Giants tried to seal the win. They're trying to also end a seven-game losing streak. They lead the Cubs 4-2 in the ninth. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Tacoma. Rainiers beat El Paso 4-1. We'll be back with more after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Rainiers win 4-1. Great pitching today at Cheney Stadium. Connor Wade allowed just one run in six innings. He got no decision, but he really threw well today. And the bullpen, three scoreless innings, one apiece for Kyle Bird, Taylor Williams, and Nick Ramirez. Good to see Mitch Haniger connect for some hard hit balls, including the game-tying homer in the sixth, and then Forrest Wall with the go-ahead two-run double in the seventh. Rainiers win it 4-1 over El Paso. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Round Rock beats Sacramento in the ninth inning, walk-off style 7-6. Sugarland outscored Oklahoma City 12-7 in Bricktown. Vegas ended a losing streak with a win at Albuquerque 4-1. They had lost 9 out of 10. Salt Lake continues to beat Reno 11-4 as Jose Rojas homered twice So the West tightening up with its results tonight. Reno in first place lost. Vegas picked up a gain on them. They're 1.5 back. And Salt Lake picked up a game on them. They're only 5 back now. Red Ears and El Paso will be back at it tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Chris Mazza starts for the Red Ears against Ryan Weathers for El Paso. And first pitch, 7.05. Our pregame will begin at 6.55. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Red Ears win the ball game 4-1, our final score. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Have a great night.